Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey guys, it's Elena.
And it's Candace.
And you're listening to Cousins on Crime.
I feel like I haven't seen you in a long time.
I know.
I mean, it really hasn't been that long.
A couple weeks, right?
Couple three, as granddad would say.
Yeah. I miss that guy. I was thinking about him today.
He would love the droopy drawer Texans that I have at my house. Oh my gosh, the little saggy bottoms. Every time I see their little saggy buns, I just think of him.
Oh yeah.
Making fun of everybody's saggy
droopy
pants.
Drawers.
Droopy drawers.
Aw, I miss him.
Rest in peace.
Grandy. Aw, how did we get onto that?
I don't know.
Now I'm going to cry.
How was your day?
It was work. It was good.
Yeah.
I got to go work out this morning before work, so...
Well,
so I feel alive.
I need to do that. At least run.
Do it. I mean, I don't know about running, but.
Well, that's the working out that I like. Like, I like to just run. I like to run on a treadmill and just zone out. Not so much like the other stuff.
Yeah.
Leg day, always skip. Always skip leg day.
No, I like it all. I like it all.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's why you always look like a fresh.
No, don't even.
Delicious, glowing human.
Lies. Lies, I tell you. You don't have to lie to kick it, okay?
You don't have to lie to what?
Kick it.
Oh.
You never heard that?
No.
Is that a saying?
Is that what the kids say?
I think.
So you've got teenagers, teenager. Wait, is Chase a teenager?
He is.
Oh my gosh. So you've got teenagers, so you're in the know. You're in the know.
But I don't think they say that anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's an old one.
Oh, it was in our time.
I think so. I don't know what I'm talking about. I make things up, such as mailing potatoes. No, that is a real thing.
Guys, we have someone that we're going to mail a potato to.
Yes, we do.
We do. So I've got potatoes at home.
Okay.
That I'm supposed to be using, but clearly I'm not.
You're not.
So I don't know why I buy them. Like, come on. Be real with yourself.
I know.
Are you gonna peel? Are you gonna mash?
Mm-hmm.
No. The answer's no.
I mean, but they're good. Potatoes
they are, but I don't want to put in the effort. Like, I put in so much effort in other areas of my life. I don't need to put it into potatoes.
Well, next time you have potatoes that you need peeling and cooking, just let me know.
Okay.
I'll come do it for you.
Okay. I'm gonna do it.
I'm here for you, girl.
Okay, well, I have a whole bag at home. Do you want to come home with me tonight?
How much mashed potatoes do you want? Are you wanting baked potato?
So there was this, I made mashed potatoes. So I did make some of them.
Okay.
Was it a week ago or something like that?
Okay.
Anyway, I had some left over and I was like, oh, I know you can do these like twice baked potato recipes where you use mashed potatoes first, like, and you bake it. You mix it with, I don't know. You mix it with something, flour or cheese or something, and you can make like another crispy potato side.
Okay.
Just look at Pinterest and look at like twice
baked.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Maybe I'm making this up.
Potatoes. Why are we always talking about potatoes?
Why do we make things up about potatoes? But no, we are going to, we have her address.
Yes.
And we're going to try it.
Yeah.
Any day now.
And we better get a tag on Insta showing that you received it. So
yes, please. Oh, I was so bored today because the Karen Reed trial was canceled.
I know. I had to find something else to
watch.
I
wasn't bored, but I mean, I did have a lot of stuff to do, but I just was like,
you needed something else in the background.
I need it to be ongoing.
Yeah.
Other than this morning, I didn't look it back into it during the day. So I'm not sure if they ever said what was up.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow should be, hopefully we'll get some news on that.
And I'm dying to know if they're going to call Proctor.
I know.
I know the Commonwealth said they're not. He's not on their witness list, but the defense could. And they've kind of been tight-lipped. Yeah. I don't know why they wouldn't call him.
Yeah, I know. I feel like that's a very important witness. So,
oh, guys, don't get me started.
Yeah, we can't get started on that because we've got...
I could do a whole episode just talking about that.
Yeah,
and
we're
maybe
gonna have
I
to.
Will.
We're going to have to for our Patreon.
When this next trial is over,
mm-hmm.
I say we do it. We do a discussion.
Okay.
Because I've got stuff to say.
We'll do it.
If y'all have been watching our Instagram stories or Facebook stories, then you know I've got stuff to say. Oh, man. People are like, no, it blocked you.
Okay.
Let's do it. What do you got?
So recently we were sent a message on Instagram about the case of Melanie White.
Okay.
And as I was reading about it, I was reminded about a previous case that I had talked about. And when I did that case, I said I would keep watch on some information and I never followed up. Now, the only similarities in these cases made me take a deep dive.
Oh.
So thank you for that, Matea. First, I will tell you about Melanie White. So Melanie White was 27 years old and she had a 3-year-old son. She loved fashion. She was too cute. I can't wait to show y'all the pictures of her. Anyway, she was looking for a new start, a new career, and she moved to Las Vegas to the Las Vegas area with her boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, to start over.
Okay.
So yeah, we just talked about Vegas.
We did.
And here we are again.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole episode on that area. So
okay.
Sorry.
Well,
sorry, not sorry.
A lot of people love Vegas. So
yeah, Melanie moved there. It was the spring of 1994. And shortly after, her family wasn't able to contact her. And they reported her missing.
Hmm.
I think it was like June or July they reported her missing.
Oh.
So that was June, July. Then August 27th, 1994, hikers found Melanie's lifeless body.
Wait. Okay.
I know. We're just jumping right to it.
Yeah, but. Okay.
They found her body near Gypsum Wash in Clark County, about 20 miles east of Las Vegas.
Right.
Near Lake Mead National Recreation area. They could tell that she had been dragged to the area where her body lay. An autopsy ruled the cause of her death as homicide. With evidence of strangulation and blunt force trauma to the head.
So was she really decomposed?
Is
that the question? Like, where has she been?
That's the thing. That's one question that I'm really reeling over in this case.
Uh-huh.
There's like no information. So I'm sure that's why we were messaged about it to dig into it. And there's like no information. But what's weird is that police asked around and created somewhat of a timeline and determined that Melanie was last seen on August 26th. just the day before she was found.
Okay.
So why couldn't
they get a hold of her?
Right. Why did she lose contact with her family? Maybe she was too busy. Maybe she was trying to get into the swing of things.
Mental health episode, maybe.
I have no idea.
Fugue state.
I mean, it's all speculation from there. Friends had seen her the night before her murder over in the area of 15th and Fremont in Las Vegas.
Oh, I know where that's at.
Yeah. If you know, you know. investigators had multiple leads, but no suspect was ever identified. And the case went cold. Multiple leads? They had DNA from the scene.
I hate it.
Yeah. Jump to 2010. Cold case detectives recovered additional items and sent them for DNA testing, leading to the DNA profile of a male suspect. At that time, that's about as far as they got.
Yeah.
It wasn't until 2021.
Whoa, Nelly.
With the assistance of the Vegas Justice League, the nonprofit organization paid for the costs of sending the case to a laboratory.
Yeah.
to use DNA and genetic genealogy testing, however you say that.
Yeah. I love that name, the Justice League.
Yeah. That's cool. It took 3 years, and on August 26th of 2024, whoa, 30 years to the day that she was killed, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department identified Melanie's killer.
Go on.
Could you imagine the butterflies in their stomachs when they got a match? The name was right in front of them. Arthur Joseph Lavery.
Who?
Exactly. Who?
This was not. Don't know this guy from Adam.
Yeah. The family didn't know him. Friends didn't know him. Huh?
Mm.
All right. So let's go get him.
Right.
That would prove to be impossible.
No. Is he dead?
Mm.
Rest in pieces.
Because, yeah, the very same year that the DNA was sent for testing, 2021, Arthur died from COVID complications.
Ugh.
So what we know of him is that he was 38 and lived in Las Vegas at the time of the murder. His criminal history consisted of a battery arrest in Las Vegas, but no other criminal history. That's why they didn't have his DNA or fingerprints or anything in any system.
Mm-hmm.
Melanie's brothers spoke at a press conference and expressed how grateful they were of the police department and the Vegas Justice League. They added that they don't plan on finding out exactly who Arthur Lavery is or was because they really don't care about who he was.
Okay. I mean,
they're just thankful to finally have an answer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I want to know more about her.
Yeah, I'm wondering, what were her injuries? Do we know?
Blunt force trauma and strangulation.
So battery, this is his thing. Maybe he didn't mean to kill her, but he did because he's a beater.
Right. Yeah.
Nice.
And so when I say she was dragged to the area where she lay, police investigators, they speculate that she was dragged by the car.
Oh my God.
I'm assuming maybe because of the tire marks and all of that, you would think if she was dragged by someone walking, mm-hmm, they would see footprints. Because remember, she was found the day after.
Right. Or maybe damage to her body.
Right.
Like, oh.
So, yeah, maybe she rejected him and he didn't like it. Who knows?
Do you know how many people there are on this planet that probably don't mean to kill somebody, but they do, and then they just go on about their lives like, well, crap.
And he did.
Yeah, and he did.
And he did just go on.
I know. There's serial killers that do the same thing, but I'm just like, yeah, I don't think John O'Keefe meant to die. I don't think anyone meant to kill him.
Right.
Okay. Let's be real. But sometimes things happen and someone dies at your hand and they just are like, okay, I'm just going to never do that again and go on with my life.
Right.
I hope he suffered.
How do you just do that and just like mind your P's and Q's from there? Like,
oh. I just, because you mind your P's and Q's.
Or you have to, I guess. And you're like,
well, I'll never raise my hand to anyone ever again. But there's a pathology there that keeps you separated from what you've done in the past. Like,
I mean, we've talked so many times about compartmentalizing.
Oh, yeah. There's some people that can do that. But
there's things in this case that have me reeling. Like I said, I want to know more about her. I want to know, like, where was her boyfriend? Why did she stop talking to her family? Was she still with her boyfriend? Were they still together?
Where was her child?
Where was he? I mean, she was out in the area of 15th and Fremont with her friends. So maybe she had a babysitter, but who was it with?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's answers out there. It's just not reported on, obviously. I'm sure the family knows, because obviously whoever had her child knew what was those last moments. But, I mean, did she love being in Vegas? What was she doing?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, because Vegas is a very touristy destination, and it's a hospitality industry. And so I'm thinking, like, maybe she went there with this idea of what it would be like, or what type of job she would, or like getting in the entertainment industry or doing something.
Fashion. Like she loved fashion. Right. Yeah.
Maybe she couldn't get the type of gig she wanted and had to do something else that she wasn't proud of.
And she didn't. So she stopped talking to her family.
Yeah, maybe she just.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to paint that on her name, but no, we don't know.
Sometimes you have to do what you have to do. And she had a child to think about.
True.
She had a child to support. And maybe she did something she didn't want to. Or maybe she just, I don't know.
That's the thing. We're left to just kind of make it up. And I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Because I like the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Samesies.
So now, Lake Mead. Do you remember what case?
Oh, I know all about Lake Mead.
But you know what case I'm talking about?
No, actually, I don't. Okay. I mean, I know about Lake Mead, but like the
all of the stuff going on. All of
the stuff surrounding it.
Okay. So back in our early days of the podcast, I did an episode on Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah.
Okay. So
what happened to him?
Well, yeah. So there was all kinds of speculations, but what I had mentioned was what was found at Lake Mead that could possibly be him.
Right.
And we were going to follow up because it was back in 2022, this discovery. So,
right.
We'll get into that. But first, for you to really understand the magnitude of what I'm going to tell you, I'd like to give you a little information or context about Lake Mead. So if you'd like to learn new things, here you go. Lake Mead is a reservoir formed by the Hoover Dam on the Colorado River in the southwestern United States.
On the planet Earth.
And on the planet Earth. Okay. It's located in the states of Nevada and Arizona, 24 miles east of Las Vegas. Lake Mead provides water to the states of Arizona, California, and Nevada, as well as some of Mexico. This is where nearly 20 million people and surrounding farmland get their water.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah, don't get me started on the politics. You know, the whole California thing. They were running out of water and the fires. Okay.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I said don't get me started in here. Okay. I'm getting myself started. At maximum capacity, Lake Mead is 112 miles long and 532 feet at its greatest depth.
Wow.
Deep. Okay. So the lake has remained below full capacity since 1983 due to drought and increased water demand. Mm-hmm. In 2022, the level was so low that the things that were left in the depths of the lake for decades surface. Were now surfacing and wow. being exposed. There were water conservation measures put into place, and by December of 2024, the water levels had risen by 16 feet within that next 2 years. So, I mean, that's
an improvement, yeah, for sure. Improvement.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
But in 2022, what in the world was exposed? I mean, Candace, you've already said you know some of the things, mm-hmm. but let me just tell you a few. Interestingly enough, a boat from World War II. Did you hear about that one?
I think I've heard of a boat. Okay. I'm not sure I heard that it was from World War II.
Yeah. That was found in the water. A B-29 plane was also found.
That is crazy.
It crashed in 1948.
Jeez.
While testing a prototype missile guidance system known as Sun Tracker.
Okay. Sounds top secret.
There's also said to be the wreckages of at least two smaller airplanes that are submerged in Lake Mead. The most shocking and heartbreaking were several sets of skeletons found by swimmers and divers.
Jeez.
Actually, a lot of divers, like scuba divers, go there because it's
so
deep.
I would.
Yeah.
I would definitely go diving at Lake Mead.
Yeah, and I think at one point, police were trying to get people to stop diving there because mm-hmm. it was attracting a lot of people coming trying to find things that
like us.
Yeah.
Yeah. People like us.
So there are detailed reports out there on dates that each of these skeletons were found, but I'll tell you in no specific order.
Okay.
So on October 17th of 2022, the body of a 39-year-old male was discovered by a diver. These remains belong to Donald Smith, a Las Vegas resident who drowned in April of 1974.
Wow. And they knew he drowned at the time? They just didn't ever find his body?
Correct.
Wow.
And a few of these are like this. So it's not like anything really sinister mm-hmm. happened to them. But the identification was based on DNA analysis and reports from the original incident. So the cause and manner of Mr. Smith's death was determined to be drowning and accidental.
Oh.
In May of 2022, a 42-year-old male was discovered, the remains belonging to Thomas Ernt, who drowned in 2002. His remains were found in Calville Bay, and Thomas and his family always took their boat out to Lake Mead's Calville Bay on Saturdays to camp on the shore.
Someplace he always went?
Yes.
I hate that.
I know.
But also, like, maybe it's kind of beautiful
right.
that he rested in peace there.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Let's look at the bright side.
Exactly. So they would go camp. They would take the boat out for a midnight cruise.
Okay.
And swim. So the night that he drowned, Thomas stopped the boat. He took off his shirt and he jumped into the water. The family then heard Thomas yelling for help. They threw in life jackets and did what they could to help him, but Thomas slipped under the water and he never came back up. In trying to make sense of it all, his son says that Thomas was diabetic. Maybe he had some kind of diabetic episode at that moment, or he had a bad shoulder from an accident that he previously had.
Yeah.
Maybe his shoulder gave out. To just give a little bit about Thomas, he can be remembered for his love for his family and being a jokester. And that's one thing that the family said. He was always a jokester. So
was he always pretending to drown?
I don't know. But when he was yelling for help, they
thought he was kidding.
Right.
Oh, no.
But they did throw out the life jackets and stuff. But so next, a man who disappeared on July 14th of 1998 named Claude Russell Pensinger was found in 2022 near Boulder Beach on Lake Mead. He was 52 years old and lived in Las Vegas. Claude went missing while fishing on the Nevada side of the reservoir. His boat was found running in circles.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yes. It was in the water, just going in circles.
Spinning. Wow.
The water depth at the point the boat was found was 181 feet. So the last report I found from the county coroner said they couldn't determine the cause and manner of his death from his skeleton.
Right. All right.
Kathleen Plouts, I think that's how you say her name. A 61-year-old woman just moved into her apartment 40 miles from where she was found on Lake Mead. And she had just moved into this apartment like 2 weeks before.
Oh, man.
But she, her cause of death was from stabbing. She was stabbed to death.
Oh, my God.
At the lake. And so I'm going to have to do more research on this and maybe give y'all a whole episode. But neighbors had heard arguing coming from her apartment in the days before her murder. Detectives had video of her walking with a man the night that she was murdered, but they still have not been able to identify this man. So, yeah, that is all the information I have on her. I didn't have a chance to really dig, so that may be another episode.
Okay.
Just this year on April 18th, Dr. Sean Frainer, a missing 56-year-old veterinarian, was found near Boulder Islands in Lake Mead. He went missing on April 6th after his character had recently been attacked, accusing him of animal cruelty.
Oh, no.
A video was posted online by one of his clients in which Dr. Frainer appeared to be kicking a sedated patient, a horse.
Oh, my.
Dr. Frainer defended himself, saying, "I did not blatantly haul off and kick this horse as it appears in the video." He says, "That was not my intention at all. It was done simply to get the horse to get in a better position so that he could breathe and get up and move so I could, again, try to anesthetize him." The video went viral and brought many angry comments and threats. The Nye County Sheriff's Office opened an animal cruelty investigation. And when authorities located Dr. Frainer's parked truck near Lake Mead, his cell phone, wallet, and keys were all inside the truck. Foul play is not suspected, suggesting that he took his own life. I don't know.
Do we know his cause of death? Drowning?
No.
Okay.
That was not mentioned in the reports that I read. I tried to look because I was like, okay, tell me how.
Right.
And this will, you know, if there were threats against him.
Yeah.
Or
maybe he just was so overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed, exactly.
Oh, sucks. Why is this more depressing than, like, I guess because you're doing a lot of people at once.
I know. And so, I debated on doing this.
So because,
because I don't really have a whole lot of answers. These are people that had been missing for a while or just not a lot of information on. But I'm getting to the part where that made me dig into this. But just before I get there, let me tell you, another doctor was found a few years ago on the same shore of the lake in the trunk of a car.
Oh.
Which I will be doing another case on that. Wow. So stay tuned.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the one that I want to talk about in Jimmy Hoffa's case that I mentioned in that case. So a family swimming in the area found a body in a barrel near Hemingway Harbor in 2022. The man in the barrel had a gunshot wound to the head. Emily Svensson, a Swedish reporter who came to Lake Mead to cover the footage, found a handgun just 100 meters from the barrel.
What?
Isn't that crazy? Like,
that is crazy. What, in the water?
Yeah, and like in the mud. So where the barrel was found, that area would have been about 100 feet underwater.
Wow.
Back in the 70s yeah. or 80s time frame when this was suspected to be dumped.
Whoa.
So they determined this time frame because the clothes that the male skeleton was wearing.
I remember this part.
Yeah. The clothes came from Kmart in like the 70s or 80s.
Jimmy Hoffa was wearing Kmart.
I know. So yeah, I think it was determined that it was not
okay.
Jimmy Hoffa.
I'm just triggered by Kmart because I was always called over the loudspeaker. Candace Lynette, you better get up here. Your mother's waiting for you.
And you were hiding in the clothes rack?
I was looking at stuff.
You were in the toys section.
I don't know what I was doing in Kmart. No telling.
Hey, that was the place to be, okay? Yeah. So yeah, one of the initial thoughts was that this might be Jimmy Hoffa, the missing Teamsters boss, but it was confirmed to not be him. Now, if you want to know more about that, you can go listen to that episode if you haven't already.
We'll link it in the show notes.
Yeah. That's probably one of our episodes where the audio was still in the works.
Yeah. So just listen with like, aw, weren't they so cute? How endearing.
Yeah.
Got to start somewhere.
Yeah. Look at us now.
I know. Sitting at your kitchen table.
Okay. So there was a man said to be connected to the mob. That was thought to be the man in the barrel. His name is Bobby Eugene Shaw. Bobby was had been missing for like over 45 years.
Oh, wow.
And Bobby's sister, Barbara, was certain that it was him when the barrel was found. She says he had ties to the mafia, and the mafia had a track record of stuffing bodies in barrels and dumping them in water. She gave her DNA to test with the body, but I'm assuming it was not a match, or maybe the results haven't come.
Okay.
Because the remains are still unidentified.
Wow.
Three years later.
Well, I mean, listen, you mentioned this earlier.
Mm-hmm, I did.
It's not free to test.
Exactly.
I mean, there are actually, if you want to get involved in donating, Othram is a really...
That's who did the testing.
So they're a leader.
For Melanie White, yeah.
In DNA and genealogy, genetic genealogy. And you can go on their website and donate.
Yeah.
They have, I think it's 7,000 they have to get to like this threshold before they can do a case, like in a case. But I mean, you have to think these scientists have a job.
Yeah.
And they don't work for free.
Right.
So, I mean, everything in this world costs money. And yeah. I know we sit over here like armchair detectives and go, why haven't they tested this? Like, but it costs money.
Yeah.
And police departments, I think the FBI probably has more money, but like counties and things like that, they probably don't have the thousands of dollars to invest on something they may or may not get a break in.
Right.
So,
well, and especially Vegas, because I was going to look it
Vegas
up.
Vegas Metro. Come on.
Well, no, I was going to look up to see how many murders a year they have, because it's a lot.
It's a lot. Vegas Metro is a massive police department.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean.
Yeah. He's still unidentified, but there are other speculations. People do call in with tips like, hey, maybe it's this or. but one other man named Johnny Pappas, he worked within the booming casino industry and managed Lake Mead's Echo Bay Resort. And on August 18th of 1976, Johnny left home to meet two men who said they were interested in buying his boat. And he had used it on Lake Mead. I guess he kept, okay. I don't know if he kept it out
so
there.
So he's going to take it for a spin and show him how it
works. He was going to meet these guys out there. Johnny's wife, Cheryl, told police her husband went to the JoJo's restaurant on Las Vegas Boulevard to negotiate the deal.
Okay.
And he never returned home. So there's still questions on the man in the barrel, but I will post the sketch of what they've come out with. I think in 2024, they came out with a sketch of what they think the man looked like. And hey, maybe someone out there might have some answers if they see this face.
Maybe they'll recognize some of the clothes from Kmart.
Maybe. And yes.
And so they're like, my dad used to wear that.
They
I know exactly
did,
what time period that's from.
They did take pictures of each piece of clothing and posted it. So I will try to find all of those pictures and post them on our Instagram so that you could see. But yeah, they did that in hopes that maybe someone would recognize the clothes. And there's a watch that he wore and all that. So
wow. I can't believe that we still don't know who he is.
Yeah, 3 years later. But like you said, things take time
and
money.
And maybe all of his connections are scattered about or dead or who knows.
Yeah, yeah. There are expected to be hundreds of bodies in this lake. Since the lake was made in the 1930s, something around 300 people have drowned.
Wow.
But how many have been killed and dumped out there?
Right.
That we don't know of yet.
I wonder if there's a suction. Do you know what I mean? Like something pulling, because you know, when you think of people drowning, you think of them washing up at some point.
Yeah. The
current
the fact or whatever.
That, you know, these bodies aren't being found until the water levels are dropping.
Yeah. Well, because they go, a couple of these have been found in spots where it was 100 or more feet.
Right. But submerged, right?
Deep. Yeah. So.
Interesting.
It is. It's.
I mean, I guess once all, I don't mean to be gruesome, but like once all the flesh is gone, maybe the skeleton does sink. I don't know. I'm not a bodyologist, Lena.
Why not? Why?
Bodyologist. Wow.
Ay. So yeah, I know we're a true crime podcast, and I didn't talk a whole lot about crime. There was some.
There's probably a lot of crime that you talked about that we don't know about.
Yeah. Maybe we should be calling Lake Mead Lake Erie because there's just something eerie about
there
this
is
lake.
That's why I said when I said I know all about Lake Mead.
Yeah,
there's just so many weird things, so many bodies that turn up.
I know.
You could do a whole episode on Lake Mead. We could do a series on Lake
Mead. I was
Mead.
Thinking that too. I'm like, oh, I think I might have to do a series.
Maybe
because there's at least two or three cases that I read that I'm like, I can't fit this in here.
Right. I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'm invested.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, stay tuned.
Okay.
To be continued. This is all I have for you today.
All right. Well, that was great. Let's do it again sometime.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Cousins on Crime. Get connected with us by becoming a free member on our Patreon. Or for just $5 a month, you'll have access to bonus episodes, discussion groups, and much more. If you can't afford $5 a month, we get it. Inflation, am I right? Please consider leaving us a positive review and rating wherever you listen.
And don't forget merch. Support our podcast and show the love by sporting t-shirts with our latest designs or grab an evidence bag to keep the chain of custody for all your valuables. Don't forget to follow our show on your favorite streaming app so you never miss an episode, and get photos and updates on our Instagram at Cousins on Crime Podcast or our Cousins on Crime Facebook page. Have a case suggestion? Email us at cousinsoncrime@gmail.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.